world suddenly changed again. The corridor spun dizzily around him and then settled. Jordan blinked dazedly as he discovered he and his party were now standing in a small circle of normality, together with the steward and Mother Donna. The sanctuary's face was gray and drawn from strain and exhaustion. Taggart was sitting with her back to the wall, nursing a torn arm. Her glowing shield was gone, but her balefire sword still danced in her right hand. She and Mother Donna nodded tiredly to their rescuers, too exhausted even to be surprised.
We've come to help you.
A bit late, but nonetheless welcome for that.
There's a gateway somewhere ahead, I'm sure of it. If we're to stop the Unreal, we must destroy it completely. The steward and I have done all we can. It's up to you now. There's a power in your axe, Gawain. I can feel it. With that and God's blessing, you might just live long enough to reach the gateway.
Looks like I've been volunteered again.
Jordan looked behind him. Daemon Cord hadn't followed them into the circle.
I'll go with you, Gawain. You're going to need someone to guard your back.
You don't have to do this.
Yes, I do. I gave Jordy my word.
So Gawain nodded approvingly. Jordan felt proud and just a little sick. Playing a hero on stage was one thing. Being one was quite another. He swallowed hard and turned to wee Jordy and the Bloodhound.
I want you two to stay here and look after Mother Donna and the steward. Do you think you can do that?
I want to stay with you.
I need someone to look after the ladies. Someone I can trust.
Oh. I'll protect them, Victor. I promise.
I knew I could count on you.
Jordan ruffled the boy's hair affectionately and leaned down to pet the dog. It fixed him with its sad eyes and wagged its tail furiously. Jordan turned back to Sir Gawain and nodded jerkily to show he was ready. The knight took a firm grip on his axe, then stepped out of the sanctuary's circle of normality and back into nightmare.
Here goes.
Beyond the circle, things were different again. Light was an unhealthy purple glow that flickered up from jagged holes in the pitch-black floor. Sir Gawain started slowly forward, and Jordan followed him. He kept well clear of the holes. They looked a lot like mouths to him. The walls were covered with running sores, and the ceiling was so low he had to bend his head to avoid banging it.
It knows we're coming.
What the hell are we looking for, anyway?
Jordan felt uneasy about raising his voice. He didn't know who might be listening.
We'll know when we find it, if we get that far. It could be a place, or a person, or even an object. It's a gateway, a part of reality through which the unreal can enter from outside. Rather like a sanctuary in reverse. It could be anything, anywhere. We just keep looking until we find it, and then we do something about it.
Like what?
I haven't worked that out yet. Sorry you came.
Damn right. What do you think I am? Crazy.
They continued down the corridor, trying to look in every direction at once. Jordan gripped his sword tightly until his fingers ached. The light blazed up through the holes in the floor. It waxed and waned and flickered unsteadily as the color changed from a sickly purple to a dark crimson that reminded Jordan inescapably of blood. The harsh, garish light made Gawain look like a walking corpse. The comparison disturbed Jordan, and he looked away. He paused briefly to look down into one of the holes, careful to keep a safe distance between him and the edge. Far below, something dark and indistinct swam listlessly in a sea of blazing magma. It was too far away to tell how big the thing was, but the slow ponderousness of its movement suggested something unthinkably huge. Jordan looked quickly away and hurried to catch up with Sir Gawain.
The gateway can't be too far away. The Unreal hasn't had time to spread far.
How does the gateway come about anyway? I got the impression they were pretty rare.
They are. I did some research on the history of the Unreal when I first came to Castle Midnight. I like to know what I might be up against. As far as I can tell, there have only been 4 major gateways, and they were all the result of high magic gone bad.
High magic? There aren't many people in the castle with that kind of power. There's the steward, of course, but I think we can count her out. There's Roderick, but I don't see what he could hope to gain by it. And there's Count William, but I think we can count him out for the same reason. No, Gawain, there's only one person in the castle with high magic who's crazy enough to do something like this, and that's Dominic.
I was wondering how long it would take you to work that out. That's why we're going in this direction. Prince Dominic has a set of spare apartments down this way. I'm betting that's where we'll find him and his gateway. Wait.
What?
You hear that?
Is that real?
Whatever it is, it's coming closer.
Jordan gradually realized what he was hearing. He looked at Gawain in horror and saw his own shocked understanding in the knight's face. They looked back at the corridor, and the great wave of water came boiling down the passage toward them. Dominic had used his water magic to call up a tsunami, a gigantic tidal wave.
Run! No, there isn't time. Get behind me.
He planted his feet firmly and held his axe out before him, using both hands to hold it steady. The runes on the blade glowed brighter than the sun. Jordan crouched behind Gawain and wondered how long it took to die by drowning. He'd only seen the ocean a few times in his life, and he'd never bothered to learn to swim. He clung forlornly to his sword and wished he could have made a better showing as victor. Now he'd never know what kind of prince he'd have made. The great wall of frothing water slammed against Sir Gawain, only to break apart as it hit his glowing axe and split into two lesser waves that roared by on either side of him. Enough spray and rough water broke free to drench Gawain and Jordan to the skin, but they were still able to snatch gulps of air and hold their ground. The water thundered on and on, breaking around them and beating against the corridor walls.
Close. That was as close as it's ever been, and then some. Are you all right, Your Highness?
Fine. I've always wanted to play the part of a drowned rat. That's some axe the High Warlock gave you.
I've always thought so. We'd better get moving. Calling up that much water must have weakened your brother considerably, but it won't take him long to recover. His apartment should be just down here.
Gawain headed for a closed door up on the right. Jordan followed him, wondering absently if the water was draining away through the holes in the floor, and if so, what would happen when all those gallons of water met the blazing magma down below? He decided that he'd rather not be around when it happened, and increased his pace to draw level with the knight. Gawain finally stopped before a door that looked no different from any of the others. Gawain eased the door open an inch and let go of the handle. He looked inquiringly at Jordan, who nodded firmly. A revolting sight met their eyes. The Lady Elizabeth was hanging on the far wall. Crude iron nails had been driven through her arms and legs, pinning her to the brickwork. She had been gutted, her body split open from neck to crotch, and yet somehow, horribly, she was still alive. Her mouth worked silently, but there was no sanity left in the bulging eyes. In the center of what had been Elizabeth's abdomen, strange lights and colors moved sickeningly.
Oh, a gateway can be anything.
Impressive, isn't it?
Jordan and Sir Gawain looked around sharply. Prince Dominic was seated elegantly in a comfortably padded chair, one hand cradling a brandy glass. Beside him stood a small table bearing a silver tray with a dozen or so dainty little snacks. He looked like he'd been there for some time. As always, Dominic wore no sword or armor, but still he looked totally at ease and in full command of the situation.
You bastard! How could you do that to her? She was your wife!
You're even more sentimental than the man you pretend to be. Ours was never a love match, actor. Elizabeth thought she was using me as a means of power. In fact, it turned out to be the other way around. Poor Elizabeth.
He gestured languidly with his free hand. And all the water soaking Jordan's and Gawain's clothes suddenly disappeared.
There. That's better. I don't know why you're looking so shocked, Gawain. You know perfectly well that you despised Elizabeth and she you. Or perhaps you're merely worried about the castle. Fear not. The Unreal isn't nearly strong enough yet to break through without my gateway. As soon as it's caused enough chaos to suit my purpose, I'll destroy the gate. And the Unreal will be back under control again. Simple but elegant, don't you think? Like all the best plans.
What do you hope to achieve by all this? What's so important that hundreds of people in the West Wing had to die because of it?
Just a little general chaos, which my people carefully forewarned will take advantage of to gain the best positions in the castle and destroy Lewis's troops.